traveller community were left behind as they did not receive this energy credit. Despite management and despite engagement between Minister Smith and the National Traveller MABS, the issue has still not been resolved, and many families have missed out on a credit that would have eased a significant financial burden during this cost of living crisis. This credit, of course, had no bother making its way to those who are not in need of it, such as TDs and high net worth individuals and multimillionaires. But with next week's budget looming, my question is, Tánaiste, what are you going to do to ensure that every traveller household who missed out on a credit last year is issued with a credit as soon as possible? And what will you do to ensure that this doesn't happen again next week?
Thank you, Deputy, for raising this issue, which is important. Energy credits were introduced as part of as emergency legislation last year. The Cabinet agreed for a special allocation to make sure that the money reached travellers. The way that was done was that the money was sent to local authorities. Each local authority was asked to say how many traveller families they had. A sufficient quantity of money was sent to each local authority to distribute it. After that, I met with Traveller MABS and with other traveller representative organisations to discuss individual cases where they had not managed to receive their payment. We've traced down and we've carried out investigations to try to find any cases where that hasn't happened. The new legislation will be passed this autumn to support any support for electricity credits that happen. It will be different from previous legislation and take specific account of the specific needs of travellers, not all of whom have their own electricity meter.